I said to myself that I would drive down 61st Street until I saw the first light in a business establishment. I asked God to make the light a sign indicating his answer. It was 11 o'clock at night when S.B. Fuller drove down Chicago's 61st Street. At last, after several blocks, he saw a light in a contractor's office. He walked in. There, seated at his desk, tired from working late at night, sat a man whom Fuller knew slightly. Fuller realized that he would have to be bold. "Do you want to make $1,000?" asked Fuller straight out. The contractor was taken aback at the question. "Yes," he said, "of course." "Then make out a check for $10,000, and when I bring back the money, I'll bring back another $1,000 profit," Fuller recalls telling this man. He gave the contractor the names of the other people who had lent him money and explained in detail exactly what the business venture was. Let's explore his secret of success. Before he left that night, S.B. Fuller had a check for $10,000 in his pocket. Subsequently, he obtained controlling interest not only in that company, but in seven others, including four cosmetic companies, a hosiery company, a label company, and a newspaper. When we asked him recently to explore with us the secret of his success, he answered in terms of his mother's statement so many years before. "We are poor, not because of God. We are poor because Father has never developed a desire to become rich. No one in our family has ever developed a desire to be anything else." "You see," he told us, "I knew what I wanted, but I didn't know how to get it. So I read the Bible and inspirational books for a purpose. I prayed for the knowledge to achieve my objectives. Three books played an important part in transmuting my burning desire into reality. They were, 1, the Bible, 2, Think and Grow Rich, and 3, The Secret of the Ages. My greatest inspiration comes from reading the Bible." If you know what you want, you are more apt to recognize it when you see it. When you read a book, for example, you will recognize opportunities to help you get what you want. S.B. Fuller carried with him the invisible talisman with the initials PMA imprinted on one side and NMA on the other. He turned the PMA side up, and amazing things happened. He was able to bring into reality ideas that were formerly mere daydreams.